Hello, everyone, and welcome to
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa? Hello, I'm here with JP.
Hey, it's me, JP.
And Marco again.
Hey, it's Marco. Wait, are you not happy to see me or what?
Yeah.
Marco, I'm always happy to see you.
¿Qué pasa in Latin America?
Okay, ¿qué pasa?
So we have a very exciting note about narcotráfico.
Narcotráfico, drug dealing.
Drugs.
Yeah, it's all over Latin America. And this time it's about narcotúneles.
Narcotúneles, so drug tunnels. These are tunnels that you dig so you can sneak your goods across the border.
Exactly. So this happens all the time in northern Mexico, like in the border towns. They do these tunnels and they cross all the drug to the United States through the tunnels. And federal police in Mexico, they just found three of them.
Wow.
Like big tunnels, like all with electricity inside and everything.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Wow, it's like better than public works.
I know.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of money that goes into them. I bet there's a lot of money that goes through those tunnels.
Exactly. Yeah. So they can invest in it.
Yeah.
So they found three of them in Nogales, Sonora. This is a border with Arizona. And it's a whole thing, like a big structure and everything.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Well, I wonder, like, if they would use this creativity and this, like, engineering skills for good things. They would have, like, flying spaceships.
Well,
and stuff.
Like, they did it with a submarine once.
They had a submarine?
They had a submarine, like, going in the coast of Mexico to the United States, too.
Wow.
So, like, the Mexican military doesn't have a submarine, but these guys do.
Okay, wow. So was it the federales that discovered it, or was
it the federal police?
Okay, it wasn't the U.S. Border Patrol?
No.
No, wow.
Yeah.
I remember just before I moved to China, there was they discovered a big tunnel on the Washington border between Washington and B.C.
Oh, really? Yeah, they do it up there, too?
Yes, it was the first one. Everybody was saying, we expect this in Mexico, but we didn't know the Canadians were trying to do it. Yes.
Nice.
Wow, we're so surprised.
Well, Canadians are bad too, eh? Okay, so another thing. In the payment page of our Spanish pod site, you can find now a live chat.
Live chat?
What is this about? Well, it's a little button that says live chat, and you can chat directly to one of our representatives and ask whatever question you feel like.
Cool.
Whatever question I feel like?
So
about
Spanish
pod.
Okay,
please.
So I have a question about payment. Can I ask that?
Exactly. You can ask us which kind of subscription you should get.
Okay.
Or how much should I pay? Or all those kind of questions.
Wow, that's really useful.
Now, what about if you have questions about Spanish? Like, if you have like academic questions?
You can ask us, and you might be redirected to JP, and that's it. But, you can ask that, too.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute, guys, but I heard that you also have this, like, Skype account or something like
that.
We
do. We have Skype voicemail. So if you have academic questions and you want to ask us, you can leave us a message at Skype. Our Skype ID is SpanishPod, and you can just leave us a message just like you leave anybody a voicemail.
What is the Skype ID again?
SpanishPod.
SpanishPod.
Wow. Your favorite website, Leo.
It is.
And as always, if you have any questions for the Academic Table, you can contact us by clicking the Contact Us link at the bottom of any SpanishPod page.
By the way, somebody left us a ¿Qué pasa?
That's right. That was Jack. Cut that city.
Can we play it right here?
Yes, let's do that.
All right.
Hola, SpanishPod. ¿Qué pasa?
Nice.
Que pasa.
Que pasa, Jack.
All right. You ready to talk about lessons?
Let's do it.
Okay.
So this week's lessons.
This past week, we had some funny lessons. It started with the newbie lesson on Monday that was no more, right?
No more tequila.
No more tequila. That was a hard recording session for you, wasn't it, Leo?
It was very hard.
Yeah.
Hard to drink a lot of tequila.
I know. I had to take care of him afterwards, folks. It wasn't...
I don't want to record anymore.
It wasn't a picnic. All right. We talked about installing internet. We talked about ordering eggs.
Yeah.
We talked about my friend in France that hated potatoes.
Yeah.
I still can't believe that.
It's beyond my... Can't do it.
And we had a great advanced lesson about Gaudí.
Yep, the architect in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's coming next week?
What's coming next week? On Monday, we've got doctor's appointment. So Esty makes an appointment with you, Leo. He's not the doctor. He's the assistant.
Not doctor's assistant.
Yeah.
All right, the free newbie lesson of the week is called No Power.
Like no electricity power. Power?
I think it was a cell phone thing.
Oh.
Yeah, the cell phone thing. Esty wanted to borrow your cell phone and...
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And then you said no, I can't. And she thought you were playing her.
Yeah, she never released me.
Yeah,
your old cell phone used to never have power.
I know, it will go off like whenever he wants.
it's better now, right?
Yeah, okay. Way better.
Okay,
I have an iPhone now.
That's
nice.
Right.
Yeah,
and you listen to Spanish Pod all the time on it, don't you?
Yeah, and Chinese Pod.
Okay,
no English Pod though.
Sorry, Marco.
Because it's Marco there. Like, I have to listen to him all the day long in the office. And then in English Pod too.
You suck.
I listen to English Pod.
Yes, you do. I know. And you comment also.
Comment too.
Except I don't comment.
I know.
I listen to hear my own voice because I'm an egomaniac. But on Wednesday, we had an intermediate lesson called Jumping to Conclusions.
Ooh.
Jumping to Conclusions. What is this about?
That was about people with kind of dirty minds. People that kind of assume.
Yeah. Kind of like you, JP.
Yeah. Me? I have a dirty mind?
Yeah, we'll say a sentence and you'll be like, wow, that sounded weird. Yeah. We'll be like, what are you talking about? We're just talking about bread.
If you saw all the faces he does here in the studio, we're just talking normally. He's like,
Yeah, they're making stuff up now, folks. But in this lesson, I think Esty's baking a cake or something. She's baking a cake, and she asked Leo for some eggs, and there was a whole controversy.
Well, you should come and listen to it and find out what is this about.
That's right. That's our intermediate lesson on Wednesday. On Thursday, Leo gets spooked by a spider.
Yeah.
That's true, though, right? You
I'm
are
so afraid of spiders.
And on 325, Leo gets wine all over his face in the Boda Bag lesson.
Yeah, is this way to drink wine in Spain? It's kind of weird. Yeah,
oh, with the boot thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bladder.
A bladder. Oh, that's what
it's
called.
A bladder. Yeah, it's like a balloon. And it squirts wine into your mouth, and I don't know.
You're getting a lot of stuff in your face. Cake, wine. What's going on?
It's part of his contract.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, folks. Well, the newbie lesson, No Power, is free to everyone. The other lessons are available by subscription. And if you're thinking about getting a subscription, you can come and listen to all of those for free at SpanishPod.com. Just sign up for a 7-day free trial, and we'll make sure you get access to everything, all the lessons at every level, including our video lessons. So, Cooking with Tabasco and La Clave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are really good.
So, that's it for today, folks. Thank you for coming, and see you next week.
Hello.